Hello student, welcome to second module of Metal and Non-Metal, Class 10th Science. In this module, we are going to learn about the chemical properties of metal. In this, we go through three points: how metal react with air, second, how metal react with water, and third, how metal react with acid. Out of this, we'll discuss two points in this module and last one in next module. When metal react with oxygen, it forms metal oxide. For example, if we take sodium or potassium and expose to air, it vigorously react with oxygen and it forms their oxide. Like sodium form sodium oxide and potassium form potassium oxide. But some metal like aluminium, they do not directly react with the oxygen, they slowly react. But on heating aluminium with oxygen, it form aluminium oxide. When copper is strongly heated in the air, it form black color coating on the copper, which is copper oxide. Let us take well-known example. Magnesium slowly react with air, which form oxide layer. But if we take fresh magnesium ribbon and burn in the air, it burn with white dazzling flame and it form ash of magnesium oxide. So when metal react with air or burn in the air, they form their respective oxide. Magnesium form magnesium oxide. When this metal oxide, either you can take sodium oxide, potassium oxide, magnesium oxide, when they mix with water, this solution, that is their hydroxide, magnesium oxide mix with water, it form magnesium hydroxide. Sodium oxide mix with water, it form sodium hydroxide. Potassium oxide mixed with water, it form potassium hydroxide. These bases are water soluble and they are called alkalis. They are bases. We can check it out with the help of litmus paper. These solutions are basic in nature. If we take red litmus paper, it turns blue. So metal oxide and their aqueous solution are basic in nature. Let us take another example, aluminium oxide and zinc oxide. They are also metal oxide, but they shows acidic behavior as well as basic behavior. When aluminium oxide react with acid, it forms salt and water. This shows basic behavior. When aluminum oxide react with base sodium hydroxide, it forms sodium aluminate and water, that is again salt and water. So in this case, aluminum oxide shows acidic behavior. Since aluminum oxide shows acidic as well as basic behavior, that's why it is called amphoteric oxide. The another example also, zinc oxide. It is also amphoteric oxide. So from this example, we conclude that sodium, potassium, they vigorously react with air, even they vigorously react with water. That is the reason they stored in the kerosene. Since sodium sink in the kerosene, it has low density than the kerosene, which prevent the contact with air and moisture. So therefore, sodium and potassium, they are stored in kerosene. Aluminium, when they are strongly heated, it form aluminium oxide. Copper again, strongly heated, it form copper oxide, which is black color coating on the copper. Silver and gold, they do not react even at high temperature with the oxygen. Thus, we conclude that some metals are highly reactive, some metals are moderately reactive, and some metals are least reactive. When iron exposed to air, it forms iron oxide. A slow reaction, it is called rusting when it reacts with moist air. Same way, aluminium, zinc, when they are also exposed to air, they slowly react with oxygen and they form their oxide layer. But the difference is that iron oxide is not a protective layer, but aluminium oxide is protective layer. So here we are going to discuss about a new topic, that is anodizing. Anodizing is the process of forming thick oxide layer of aluminium. The aluminium oxide coat make it resistant for further corrosion. It is act as an inert layer or protective layer. This can be done when this aluminium article made anode and electrolyzed with dilute sulfuric acid. The oxygen gas is evolved at anode, that is at aluminium article, which form thick protective oxide layer. This oxide layer, it can be dyed easily and gives a very attractive look. Now coming to the second chemical properties, that is how metal react with water. So here also same trend is seen. Sodium, potassium, they are violently react with water. When a piece of sodium metal put into water, it forms sodium hydroxide and hydrogen gas along with the evolution of large amount of heat. Potassium and sodium, they violently react with the water. They form their oxide and hydrogen gas along with the evolution of heat energy. It means when metal react with water, they form metal oxide and hydrogen gas. When this metal oxide react with water, it forms metal hydroxide. Take another example of calcium. Calcium react with water, normal water, cold water. It forms calcium hydroxide and hydrogen gas is produced. In this reaction, you will observe that calcium starts floating on the surface because the bubble of hydrogen gas stick to the surface of the calcium metal, and that is the reason calcium starts floating on the surface. So sodium, potassium react with cold water, calcium react with normal water, but magnesium do not react with cold water. Magnesium react with hot water and it form magnesium hydroxide and again evolution of hydrogen gas. Now take the example of aluminium and iron metal. When aluminium is heated with steam, when aluminium is reacted with steam, it form aluminium oxide and hydrogen gas. In the same way, when iron react with steam, it form iron oxide and hydrogen gas. Here aluminium and iron, they do not react with cold water or hot water, they react only with steam. Finally, some metal like copper, silver, gold, they do not react with water at all. So again, from this we conclude that some metals are highly reactive like sodium, potassium. Some metals are moderately reactive like calcium, magnesium, and some metals are least reactive. Now remaining third property, that is how metal react with acid, that we'll discuss in next module 3. Thank you.